chalk and you couldn't see Kenny. I'm busy. Now, the Ramo explains this aloche, that if it's not nimuach, the damot, and it's nechtach lichtiches dakis, so then it's not bottle, because in the Shmini Shrotzin, on account of the fact that one is chayiv malkis, when he eats ki adosho, the size of a lentil, so maybe it has a din of the barye, so it does not become what? And the Taz, and the same thing is mentioned by the Ramo. I mean, the same thing is mentioned by the Masha. Then the Drishe mentions another time, but he says we don't have to resort to it. However, the Taz says no, we have to resort to the other town that the Drishe mentions. And what is that? That is so first of all, the Taz is Chibuk, and he says that there is no distinction between Shmina Shrotzim and anything else. True, that it's one is Chayiv Malkis, the size of an Adosho, but that is no relevance, and it still should become book. But the reason as to why here it's not bottle, because here it's possible even to detect the chatiches of the arbo. It's impossible to remove one from the other, but it's possible to detect. So he mentions the machlekes hageni ligabe kum ligabe chemosakum. So if you see the droplets of milk on the chemo, so the Rambam mentions two shittes hagenim. One shittes hagenim is that it is osea, and the other shittes hagenim is that it is muta. The shittes hagenim that it is muta because it becomes bottle. The shittes hagenim that it's osea, it doesn't become bottle, even though it's impossible to remove the droplets of milk on the surface or in the pores of the chemo of the butter. But since it's possible to see it, so it's like nikel yisel, so there is no beetle. And the other shite, that it is mutea, is because they hold that it's not considered nikel yisel. So according to the Gainim, we say that the Rambam accepts this shite again, that you have to be mivashel the chemasakum, otherwise it's osea, and if you're not mivashel, if you're mivashel, so then the droplets of milk evaporate. But if you're not mivashel the chemo, so then the droplets of milk remain in the pores on the surface of the chemo. So it's osea, even though it's impossible to remove it, the answer is, but it's possible to notice them. So mele it's considered like nikel yisel. So here too, in as much as it is possible to notice the small particles of the arbo, even though it's impossible to remove one from the other, so there is no bit. But then the Taz asks, so how about the other Rishenim? Well, the Gainim will say that you don't even have to cook the chemo in order to enable the droplets of milk to evaporate. Even if you're not mivashel the chemo, it's still muter because it becomes bottle. Why does it become bottle? Because it's impossible to remove one from the other. So even though you can notice the droplets of milk in the pores of the chemo, it's not considered nikel yisel. So here too there should be people. So the Taz says that even according to the Gainim, who say over there that the droplets of milk do not become bottle, do become bottle, so only over there they become bottle. But here they don't become bottle. Why? Because here it's possible that the person will eat the chtiches of the arbo isolated, unmingled with the other chtiches of the bosarove, with which it is mixed. So mele, even according to the Gainim, that say that the droplets of milk are bottled, but they might be made that the chtiches of arbo are not bottled. Alright, now let's see the Shach. Simen Kud Dalet, Sif Aleph. Arba Rabi Dabre, Mashma Mdibre Amchaber. The Arba Rabi Dabre Pshitalon, the Mashbiach B'sheicha V'cheimitz, Kim Deil Al Shulcha Melochi, he distinguishes between Arba Redi, the Motek, and Arba Redi Dabu, the Field Mouse. So, the Epshel, and then the Gemara says, Al Yibit Rav Sheishis, the Epshel V'fizeh, the Arba Redi Dabu, Afu B'yayim B'sheve, U'chai Gav Nini Begemes. ובשעס, מוכח, יאף על גדי לא שולח מלוכי, מסעב כלו, יניס נתאם לגם בתאורס. אין שום. אין שום. So they, I mean, the אורך השולחו points out that this שעח is very strange. Where does he say, ובשעס, מוכח, יאף על גדי לא שולח מלוכי, מסעב כלו, יניס נתאם לגם בתאורס. There is no such Gemara. The only thing is that how is it that the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur, they don't distinguish between Arba Redi Dabu and Arba Redi Motek? So we have to say that according to the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur, inasmuch as Rove says Hilchas and Isn Tam Lagdam Muta, the Arbara Bishikhal Yodane, my time with the Rav Mishum Kesoman Isn Tam Lagdam Osea, the less Hilchas Kabose, Yim Mishum Kesoman Isn Tam Gula, the Arbara Bishikhash Buchamash Bach, and he doesn't distinguish between the Arbara Didabre and Arbara Mote, so that means that he is Chilikan Rav Sime. Rav Sime was the one who says Loi Kashi. We can say that in the Rambam and in the Rosh in the Tur, but it's certainly not Murchach. So the Yoruch HaShulchan makes this comment on the Shach. In other words, that there is a distinction. So we have to say the Pshat in the Shach is that even though Rove doesn't say Hilchas and Isn Tam Lugam Mutea, the Arbara de Mote Bishikre, Yetan in my time. He just says, the Arbara Bishikre, so we can still be Deichek and say, he means Arbara de Mote Bishikre, not every Arbo. Why doesn't he say Arbara de Mote? Because Stam Arbara is Arbara de Mote at all. Most Arbo are Arbara de Mote, not Arbara. Didabre. But in Achaname, Rabbi is made that Arbara Didabre, so is Nisn Tam Mishvachi, is because it's in Ashur Moloch. Vavo Pishav Shol Yitrek Uli Ashim, the Komo Kol Nirekin, Meorim, Vorosh, Vitur, Varambam, Rabon, Ushaposkin, Shol Nizkiru Klar, Hote Arbara Didabre, El Kosvo Bistamar. Vide. So in other words, so that we have to say, that most Rishenim, do not distinguish between Arba de Dabre and Arba de Mote, even though Rav Simeon ben Ardoye explicitly distinguishes Arba de Dabre from Arba de Mote. Now, but Rove, in view of the fact that Rove doesn't say the Arba de Mote b'shikra l'yedane, but he says just the Arba b'shikra, so that means any Arba, even Arba de Dabre b'shikra l'yedane. Now, so according to the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, what is it? It's a machlikas in mitzies. It's not mistaba, it's a machlikas in mitzies, whether it is or it is not. And now if Rav Simeon Ardoye says that it's Eil al Shulchan Lochim, so it's Eil al Shulchan Lochim, so that's a fact. But, as I said last time, in other words, it is Eil on the Shulchan of unrefined Melochim. So Rav Simeon Ardoye says that even though those Melochim who use it as a dish, So I'm not refined, I'm not exactly refined, but still you cannot consider it Nisn Tam Lugam. You cannot consider it Nisn Tam Lugam. You cannot consider it Tzoruach. And whereas Rove, according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur, holds that not every Melech is the criterion, in other words, it's the majority of the people that constitute the criterion whereby we determine whether it's Rolachil or not Rolachil. Anyway, we see from this Gemara, we see something, I mean, which is not such a double portion, but we see from this Gemara that in order to determine as to whether something is whole achil or not, so we don't determine it only on the basis as to whether it's physically enjoyable or not. Even if physically it is enjoyable, but psychologically, so people are loath to eat it, like arbor. So it's also considered nivelo shenoi ligea. And ligabi deven, so there is a special zakosu. In other words, we don't say that only if something is physically unfit for achille, but if physically it is fit for achille, but psychologically people are loath to eat it, so then we could say that it's not considered nivelo shenoi ligea. So we see from this Gemara not like that. Now, how do we see from this Gemara? Maybe arbor is physically unfit lachim. But the Lashon HaGemara doesn't indicate that way. Because the Gemara says, Omel Rav Sheishes, Bi'al mesovar rav neisim tam l'gam muter, Bi'och echidishu, Do mimas mois, Ubdile inshene. So the Lashon HaGemara is, Mimas mois, Ubdile inshene. So it's not because physically it's not whole achille, it's not like offer. In other words, because physically it's not enjoyable. No, because it's mois. People are beidel from it, refrain from eating it. So it's still considered nesin tamilka. It's still considered nesin tamilka. Even though physically it is not nisrach. It is not nisrach. So that means, now, let's say, suppose an arbor gave it on, let's say, not in Sheikhal Chemitz. Now, you ask Kikashi, if an arbor so gives it on pogum, not because physically it's unfit, but because people are loath to eat it, so how is it that the Gemara distinguishes between Sheikhar and Chemetz and Adamashki? Bishleime, if Bimtzies, physically it's unfit, it gives it time pogum, so you can understand. So Bishleichar and Chemetz, it does not give it time pogum, in Adamashki it gives it time pogum. But if it's a question of Bdilo Yishemine, yes, it's Mashma from Lashon HaGemara, because Nafshi Shalodom Kotzabeh. So Nafshi Shalodom should be kotzo, even in regard to Sheikha Lechemetz too. And the Pshat is, and then another question. Rove says, Omar Rove, Hilchazen is in Tam Levdamuta, V'arbera b'shikha lo yadane, my time with Rav, Im Mishum dikesova, Nis in Tam Levdam Osea, V'les Hilchazen Kav Osei, Im Mishum dikesova, Nis in Tam Levdamuta. Now what is it? It's a sofik in mitzias, whether it gives it tam pogum or it gives it tam shubach. I mean, why don't we find out? Why we can't? We ourselves can perform an experiment. It's also, but we can ask goyim. A goy is allowed to eat these things, and it's possible to find goyim. It's possible to find goyim who will do it for us, especially for money. Hakesef yane sake. So why does Rove say v'arbere b'shikre lo yadane? Whether it's because himishu zinistam gumute avar b'shikre ashbuchem. What is it? He had a sofi. So we have to say that b'mtzies he doesn't give it tampon. We see that the Lashon HaGemara is Ibdilin Shemene. It doesn't give it tampon. And let's say, if an arbo will fall into a mashke, and then you'll take out the arbo, and you won't tell anybody, so no one will know the difference. If physically it gives a tampon, so people should be able to determine the difference anyway. No, they won't know the difference. It's not that physically, it gives a tampon. It's because nafshi sholem kotzeben, all the rishonim say, nafshi sholem kotzeben. And you see that in the lesson, dvorim amutzim shenafshi sholem kotzeben, kinimoli uzvubim v'yitushim shekol odom beidel mehen leimuso. That's a rajbo. So im haeta robo of mutorim. Why? Because it's nice in town with gal. So the Gemara mentions, where is it? What's the Mokeya? The Gemara of Arbo. And here, so he says, so he equates Arbo with Dvorim Shenafshi on the Kotzeben. That means, because psychologically a person is loath to eat these things. So it's not that physically it gives a time problem, but psychologically it gives a time problem. So that's also called Nivelo Shinoligea. What difference does it make? Why it's not Roligea? Whether it's not Roligea because Bimitsias, it's not Roligea like Ofo, like wood, or because psychologically it's Nafshi Shalodom. Kotzeben. That's Kotzeben. Now, so the question is, so why should Sheikha Vechemetz be different? The answer is, Rishenim explained why Sheikha Vechemetz is different, because it's very strong. So Mimele, there is less loath, there is less disgust on the part of people. Because people know that it is such a strong thing, so Mimele, they don't mind so much with that an elbow came in contact with it. It came in contact with it. So why does Rav have a Sofik? The answer is the question of degree. Because there is a certain element of disgust, even respect to a sheikhor and chemetz into which an arbo fell. But we don't have that universal a feeling of loath and disgust in respect to sheikhor and chemetz as there is in respect to adamashki. Why? Because people don't mind so much using the Sheikh of Chemetz, because they know it's a very strong thing, the Sheikh of Chemetz. So Mimele, they feel that the Arbo could not leave such a substantial taste in it. So because people know that on account of the strength of the Sheikh of Chemetz, so the Arbo does not leave such a significant taste in the Sheikh of Chemetz. And the very mild, very faint taste it leaves in the Sheikh of Chemetz. So they don't mind so much, but a little they do mind. So that's the Sofik. Whether it's considered Nes and Tam Livgam, because there is an element of Kotzeben, but very little. So it's not a Sofik in Mitzias. Whether Al-Pidin, it's considered in a real year. But, let's say, since the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the Rashbo, the Dvorim Amusim Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzeben, so while the Ben Zoser, because that's the Yisra Torah, but still, he doesn't pass the time, Imaheta Robolov, so Mitorim, why? Because it's Nevelo Shein Ruyo Ligea, even though physically it is not Pogum, but psychologically it's Pogum. So it also comes within the Aloche of Nevelo Shein Ruyo Ligea, so it follows that suppose, let's say, Shkotzim, Rimosim, Zvuvim, Yitushim would fall into a Mashki, would be Nisarev Bitafshir, and it's a Heter Robolov. It's a heterobolov, but the person who is going to eat it doesn't know that the rimosim fell into it. He doesn't know. So mainly he will not be disgusted in eating it. So even in such a case, if a heter is robolov, it'll still be muter. Why? Because true at this moment, it will not be kotzalochlon because he doesn't know. But in case he would know, it would be kotzal. So memeila it's considered a tampogum anyway, even vis-a-vis a person who doesn't. Who doesn't? In respect to the Isau of the Shaktu, it makes a difference. Now let's say, suppose an alba falls into a mashke, a living alba. So then there is no blie. When can there be blie? Only if it is dead. So then it can be nivla. But if it's living and it didn't die in the mashke and then it was taken out, so then there is no blie. It was taken out while it is alive. So the aloche that mitzaradin, that mashke is muta. That mashke is muta. In other words, in Targum Sheni, it's mentioned, in Targum Sheni, it's mentioned among the Lashon Hara that Haman spoke against the Jews before Achashverosh was that the Jews have no respect for the king. Let's say if Achashverosh HaMelech will touch a kesho yayin or a bottle of wine of a Jew, so then they'll spill it out. They declare it as taboo. In other words, the Melech, who is a goy, even though he's the Melech, touched it. And suppose an arbo, this is at Homo. Homo knew all the aloches. So suppose an arbo falls into a barrel of wine, and then they ask the chochem, the rabbi, so the chochem will ask them, was it taken out while it's alive? So then he'll say that it was taken out while it's alive. So he said, all right, throw away the arbo, you can drink the wine. In other words, so they have a greater disgust, Haman said, that the Jews have a greater disgust against a Gentile king than against an arbo. So they don't mind that an arbo came in contact with all the wine. But they do mind if a goy came in contact with wine. Anyway, so it's the aloha is now suppose let's say if an arbo, let's say, does fall into an arbo falls into something, into an echo, and there was no blie, so then it is muter. But if the person is loath to eat it or to drink it, then he is not allowed to drink it. Not allowed to drink it because of Baltishaktu. So in other words, now, if he's loath, why does he eat it? Well, sometimes a person is loath to eat it, but he's so chosal momene, that in spite of the fact that it's nafshi kotzaben, he still wants to eat it. He doesn't want it to be wasted. But he has a feeling of disgust. Why is it tafshu? But he's ready to do it. So then, if it's nafshi kotzaben, so then the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat it because of Baltishaktu. Just as one is not allowed to eat, let's say, from an echel, from a filthy plate, you see, or an echel that was lying on the floor and filth. So he's not allowed because of Baltishaktu. So here too. But, so it's mentioned in the din, suppose an arbo, or let's say something that is mos, that makes the thing mos, fell into a certain tafshil, and there was no blie, it was same anyway, it wasn't kovush, and so on. So then, the person doesn't know about it, the one who wants to eat it. So another person knows about it, so he's not mechuyev to tell him. Now you should know that zvuvim or an albo fell into it, so because in as much as there is no blie, it fell in bitzenen and it wasn't kovush. Or let's say, even if it fell into a hot tafshil, but it was alive when it was taken out, so there was no blie. So mimele, it's not osam mitzadin, except on the basis of Baltishaktu. Baltishaktu depends upon the subjective element. In other words, if he knows, so then it's kotzo, so then it's even Baltishaktu. In other words, if a person eats from a filthy plate, so he too will be nafshi kotzo, but he eats it anyway because he's hungry. So he's willing, you know, to do something that is nafshi kotzo. So then it is osa. But if he doesn't know, it's not tafshei. So then it's not osa. So that's ligabi baltishaktsu. Because baltishaktsu depends upon this objective element. Mashaikim, so it depends upon that person. And it's mentioned in the din. Suppose most people, it's nafshom kotzabahem. When an alba falls into a tafshil, to eat a tafshil. But this particular person, he is indifferent, he doesn't care, it's not nafshi kotzabahem, he's alive. We do not say, but lo daite tzokot. Because here the Yisrael baltishaktu depends upon the nafshi kotzo. And if this particular person is not nafshi kotzo, he doesn't have any feeling of disgust when he eats the tafshil into which an alba fell. So maybe he is allowed. Somebody else who has a feeling of disgust is not allowed. So that's ligabi the Yisrael baltishaktu, because that depends upon this objective element. So we don't even say bottle diet is of Odom. Masheinke ligabi the aloche of Nesin Tam Liga is muta. So we see that even the dvorim, that physically they are rolachile, but psychologically they're not rolachile, because nafshi shlodim kotzabeh. So the aloche of nisim tam livgam is muter. So then even if the person doesn't know that an arbo fell into it and gave a tam, he doesn't know. So when he eats the tafshil, he will not have a feeling of disgust. But here, with the standard, the criterion is not whether this person is kotz or not, but whether people in general is nafshom shlodim kotzabahem. And since people in general, so is nafshom kotzabahem, so mainly it's considered, it comes within the aloche of nevelo shenehu yoligea, it's nesin tam livgam itzmu. Now, Vidavke Bisharat Yeshloch. Dadik Asinon, now the Shach agrees with the Ramos Tam, the Ramos explanation, that the reason as to why the chtiches of the arbo do not become bottle is because it's a berg. Because on account of the fact that an arbo, you are chayiv malkis, even on less than a kazayis, and the size of an atosho, so Mimele, the size of an adoshoi has a din of Baal. That's the shachs. Like he agrees with the Ramos explanation. Dadik asinon berperik pasul aves chavi, yiboyel, nofak li gafchal, mai, nofak li gafchal emai, kleim ariyal berenesin tam nishvach bechem etzuroi, omer le ravil al ravashe averuv bebe rafkanet, viyos rafkanet, omer le yahu imratute imrat, ופירש רשי, שנחתך נחתיכס דקס קטנקס, וישרת שיעורי כאבו שלו, כתומוסי, וחיישינו דילמו ביליה, חתיך השרץ ועד החינס, וחיין כוסף רבון, ומוד חי, ועבוד ראשון, וחיין כוסף ואיסה ואתה, אבל הרם כוסף על פישרה שתהיה, לא מהוצרח לזה, דו אבישור איסורים ישלוחש לפוחס מכזייס, דו קיים לוחות ישיר עושנתיה, So the Ran is a kasha, why does Rashi emphasize? That, as a matter of fact, the Taz mentioned the Raya from the Ran, that it's not because of Berli, because we see the Ran is massive against Rashi. Is massive against Rashi. Alright, so the Ran is the kasha, why does Rashi emphasize that the reason is why Rav Kanya Asa is because an arbo, so yachayiv malkis, ki tumosei kachachilosei. So even if you eat the size of an adosh of a lentil, so yachayiv malkis, suppose you're not chayiv malkis. So you're not chayiv malkis, but chotzi shiur is also not tor. So it's also anyway. So he said, ועבל הרם כוסר הפשרה שתהיה לא מהות צריך לזה, ועב בשור איסור אם ישלוח את הפוחס מכזייס, דוקאים לחוץ אישיר עושה מהתהיר. Visu kashi, the second kashi, levri masnenes, let him use a strainer. Vilishter, atkal lishemi, the Rosh Nara, viloi kashi mi. So he says that these do not represent any kashis against Rashi. Divadai bishor misuri, ki dinei sitam li pamu, imi leke mishum, וגם משום גופי לקד דיבטל ברוב כיוון שאיני מכיר דימי שני מיובש ביובש ויאף על גב ושלוי במיני ביובש יקיימו להם בשישים היינו משום דים יבש להם יתן טעם מה שאין כנוכה דימי סנטעם לבגם So in other words, so what's the bad? What's the shachshite? That if not for the fact that an arbo kiso kitumose kinachelose and your higher malchus and the size of an adosho, so then there would be beetle. Even though it's possible to notice the small chtiches. So according to the Shach, the fact that it's possible to notice the Chtichet Akes is not enough. When is it considered Nikar Iser if it's possible to remove it? But here it's impossible to remove it. Unless you throw away everything. But it's impossible to separate one from the other. So Memele, they are so intermingled into such mild Chtiches, tiny little particles, they are so intermingled one with another that it's impossible to separate one from the other. So in Mele, it's considered in Iker Iser, even though you can notice the small chatiches if you look very attentively. So it's considered in Iker Iser, there is it. Right. But, so why did Rav Kane Aser? Because on account of the Aloche, that you are chayev on a tiny particle like an adosho, so mele it's iberye, and there is no beetle. Oh, mashein kinoch, nistam lita, umayishne, vileipre bimasnenes, vilishtere. Yeishleim ad haimikim shemukos vatu, the second kasha of the rat. Shenech tarbiye, sheniyoche livore bimasnenes. Kigin shoyo achim etz miyura bimachlo, vilkach sheretz. So it only has application to the Shmina Shvot, because that aloche, that kitumose kachachelose, that applies only to Shmina Shvot, not to other rimosi. Alright? לגמרי השתמית, שום פייסל דייך דפקי, בישור איסו, וזה תעשרה והבח, ומדברי הבייס, דברי הבייס יוסף נראה, דאפילו פוחס מחדושו, וכן בישור איסו, נאמר ליבוטו, אפילו בייסה משישי, כל שיהיה אפשר לסען עיני, וכן, דאס מרשל, פרי דנושה, So in other words, he is chilek on the Bes Yosef. So the Bes Yosef shite is like the Bes Yosef shite is like the Taz. Is like the Taz that here and the Mashal shite is also like Taz. After all, the Mashal also mentioned this time. The Mashal mentioned both times, but he mentioned the time of the Taz. After all, it's the Taz was Mechadishet. The Trisha mentioned it, the Mashal mentioned it. But they say that here there's an extra town because of Beri. So the Bes Yosef Shite is, that here, even if the pieces of the Arbo would be less than Adosha, or there wouldn't be any Beetle either. Well, that can only be on the basis of the Taz Lomdes, the Trijas Lomdes, because it's possible to detect them, even though it's impossible to remove them. So it's considered Nikarisa. But the Shach says, no, Ufiyan is Daitiki Meshikasavki, that the only reason as to why there is no Beetle is because the small Chatiches of the Arbo, as little as they are, they still might be as large as Kiadosh. But if the particles of the Arbo had been less than Adosho, so then there would be Beetle. Because even though you would be able to know. Alright. Vinivali bo, the Gamaran Likosavke, Elif Maidisfiri, the Maira Bin Shiyochalisanade. אבל עניין דינה, מידה, דימין יוכל לסננל, דאבי ממש כי יובש בבו יובש, דו קיימלון בכל דוכתה, דאזלינון בסרובה, כי תכסיב אחרה במעטיס, תדע דו הרש בתרס הבייס, כוסת נמי קהרן, ובתשובה, סימן כופר לב, כוס הבידאו של מורוק, שנופל לסי חייטוש, שנחתך ממנו איבר, או יפילו שלימו, ונשרסקו, ויוב הצורוסו, הווה כשור איסר, ופתלו, עד כאן לשני. Now, that doesn't present any kashe against the Taz, because the Taz would say, over there. So the reason as to why it's bottle, because as far as Berry is concerned, so it's Nisrasko, and it's so maybe there is, has to be Beetle. Because over there it is so small that even if you use a magnifying glass, you will not be able to see it. You see, there are certain insects that they are so small it's impossible to see them. So, Mimele, it's not Nikarisa. Mashinkin here, if you look very attentively and if you put down, if you lower your eyes into the top shield and you start with your fingers or with your fork to look attentively at every particle, you will be able to see, to notice small particles of the arbor. So maybe it's Nikarisa, but they are by Nimoro, where it's Nisrasik. So it's impossible to notice them. So it's certainly not Nikarisa. All right. I'll make San and Nibot. Now let's see the Nikudas Akes. Nikudas Akes, so when the Shach wrote the Sipsikeyan, so then he wasn't aware of the task. Then later on he saw the Taz, so he wrote certain Hagoes in Nikudi Akes. Now, Nikudi Akes, Herich Lahasik al Ramo, Visiyaite, Vichol Dvor of Mui, Birei Shika Yisei De Shetamo, Dari Bidine Berye, Omru Behetye Bishin and Kuv, Binimor, Dim Nisrasik Menuk Tzas, Potlach Shides. And that appears to be a very strong Asogi. So, he says, "Stay me, Rabbi Litvios. The old time the Ramov is Yaitiu, which we have been have a sheretz, with to Mosi ki Adosh, we like our Chelosi ki Adosh, Kishio to Mosi, we say in the Binomo, the Adobo Poshut, the Mishne Visha, Suposkin, the Dafkesh Mino Shrotzin, Uvichol on Arbo, Shiuron ki Adosh, so is Chayim Malkis, ki Adosh, Avro Yishor Shrotzin, Unimori, Unishor Shrotzin, וגם בלעב אוכל לקושם מידי, מינימולי, מינימול, לפי מה שהכתב לקמון, וגם כהדושה בארבו, בוטל ביובש. בוטל ביובש. ומה שקוסב, וכן קוסב, בייסה והתר, כלל חופי דין בייס, מידי דהווה, אך הדושו, וחשחוצים, ושרץ מחוצה, אף על פי שלאיקים עליהם, is מזבטל. So in other words, so first of all, he says that the Ramo only applies it to Shmina Shrotzim, but he doesn't apply it to Nimor. Why Shmina Shrotzim? More Choshuv, because of the Aloche that one is Chayev Malkes, and Alachilosei Ki Adosh, Mashem Kim Banimor. So if he doesn't eat the full Berye, if the Berye is Nisrasko, he'll only be Chayev Malkes if he eats a whole Kazayis of Nimores. But less than a kazayis not, so mainly doesn't have any of the berry. And then he says that he'll point out that even vis-a-vis arbo, so when do we say that it's in berry only in lar bilach, but not when it's yovish? It's yovish v'yovish. So over there, so the taruves of the nimolo in the soup is like yovish biyovish. It's not like lar bilach, because it's not that in every particle of soup you have a small nimolo that you don't see. In a certain drop of the soup, I mean, you have a lot of soup, a big pot with soup. So, in some of the drops of the soup, you have an imolo. You have an insect. So that means that the imolo is imidim keime. It's not it's not dispersed all over the heter. So in such a case, so we say that if it's not shleimo, so it doesn't tell you the guy, but that we'll discuss soon. Alright. So he says, Vizeini, Bimola, Dova, Posh, Vishnu, Shasu, Poskin, Takish, Mina, Shotzi, Ubiho, Narbo, Shiur, and Kadosho. Avalu, Shor, Shotzi, Mimolo, Mishor, Shotzi, become the Labo, Holy Koshim, the Mimolo, if you march after the Kamo, become Kadosho, Narbo, but to be Yovish, Umashi Kosa, the Hikos of Visaleta, for Hofagin base, Midava, Kadosho, the Hashotzi, Visharas, Mirusek, Aval Pisholikin, Alayim, his Patrin, Luidok, the Oisa, the Heta, Maira, Shom, the Hedia, Biovish, Biovish. ובזה ועדך אפרמור מידה, דיוודא אם כבון אסרמור לאמא, דיחדו של מישר אצל ניפוטו ביוביש ביוביש, מטעם בעיה. ואידו בעיה צורך לי איזדובו, שאם יכול להיקים שמיו, כלילי עושים עם קוף, אלא כבון אסרמור דיוכה, דיני, כלר בלך, כיוון דניסרי ומשקה, אלא דיקושה, או, אלא כבון אסרמור דיוכה, דיני, כלר בלך, כיוון דניסרי ומשקה, אלו דיקושה, אם כן, אמה יוסיה, דו נסבטיל, כשיש סמך נגדי, אלו ודאי שם לאוכה, כיוון דהווה ברי, דולי כאל הקדוש המנתירה, אם כן חומו תווי, וגוזו רבונם די, דחשינו שם יפגע בממושה של קדושה, ויוסו לי דחיוב דרייסה, כהיכה, דאשכחון דגוזו בברי דליבות, אבל בשור יסורים, כיוון דנלאי כאל כזייס, לגוזו בי, So what did he say? He says that the pshat in the Ramoy is because of Berye. But the halacha is Berye is loy bottle only when it's intact. But if it's mutilated, even if this is substantially, it's complete, but one meiver of the Berye is missing, so then we don't apply the halacha of Berye the bottle. So certainly here, when it's completely cut up into tiny little particles, so the halacha of Berye shouldn't apply. So he says, in regard to Yovish B'Yovish, so then in Ochaname it would become bot. Let's say, instead of a whole arbor that is cut up into tiny particles and being dispersed in a certain tachshil, so just one particle, the size of an adosho, would fall into a tafsh. Just one particle of an arbo, the size of an adosho, would fall into a pot. So then, the ramo would be made, that it becomes bottle b'shishi. It becomes bottle b'shishi. Because of yovish b'yovish. What's yovish b'yovish? Yovish b'yovish, it doesn't make any difference whether one dova gush is mixed up with another dova gush. Let's say you have on the table, you have three chatiches, one chatich is nevele, two chatiches are shchuto, you don't know which is which. So that's yovish b'yovish. Yovish b'yovish. Or you have one chatiche of an arbo, that the size of an adosho, falls into a big pot of soup. So it's also Yovish B'Yovish, because the definition of Yovish B'Yovish means that the Iser is Emet B'Fnei Atzmei and the Heter is Emet B'Fnei Atzmei. But I don't know where it is. So here too, I don't know where it is. You have one Chatiche, the size of an Adosher, somewhere in the soup. Either it's in the bottom of the soup, or it's in the top, or it's in the middle of this corner, that corner. So, but it's Emet B'Fnei Atzmei, it's not completely dispersed in the whole soup. So that's Yovish B'Yovish. So in such a case, the Ramo would be made it, that even though the chaticha of the arbo that fell into a pot of soup has the size of an adosho, but you don't know where it is, so Mimele, it's bottle. So then it becomes bottle. And we don't apply the halacha of Berye, unless a whole nimolo would fall into the soup. But the chtich of an arbo, the size of an adosho, so then it's not considered a berry. Mashenkin here it's not Yovish B'Yovish, it's not Emet B'Fnei Atzmei, the heter Emet B'Fnei Atzmei is an Atzmei, I don't know which is which. No, here it's completely intermingled. It could even, there could even be even distribution In other words, completely in every unit of the Taruves, you have Chatiches of Arbo. Chatiches of Arbo. And each Chatiche might have the size of an Adosha. So vis-a-vis Taruves of Lar Bilach, if a certain Chatiche has the size of an Adosha, that one could be chayev malchus for it when he eats it, so then the chachomim were misaken that it should have a din of a barrier. But only in respect to a taruves of lar bilach, we say that it has a din of a barrier. But not in respect to a taruves of yomish biyomish. Taruves of yomish. Where do we see that the chachomim were misaken, it should have a din of a barrier? So that's the gemore. In Avlizoret Av Samachtes, Hahu imru tehudim rit. Hahu imru tehudim. All right, now, Elo. So we talk. Do you say that my Rishon had a Biovish Biovish? Who was the Vada of Ramon made it? The Vada in Kabonis Ramon Lema, the Hadosh of Misharitz in Potom Biovish Biovish, Mitam Berye. Veido Berye Tzorch Lies Dovashi Michalik in Shmeo. And here, so only in Michalik in Shmeo, but here, if the Arbor is Nechlak, Lichtiches Dakis, Lichtiches, it still retains its name. You still call. It's still so mele the halacha of Berye, the general din of Berye, that applies to Yomish B'Yomish doesn't apply here, but here there is a special takone of Berye. Likabilablach. Kabalach. Doche, void the Berye Tzochli is Dovashi Michalik in Shmeyol. El Kavones Hamo, the Hoche Dinikilar Belach. Kim the Sari Bimashi. El Dikoshi in Kina Mayosia. Do on his part because he's some of the next day. And the father is an oche. Kim the habit my barrier the lake al kadosh and al tere. Im kin homo tve. We go to Rabbon and they. The chashino she meiv gam amoshi so it's a special takone. In respect to our belach. Gam amoshi she al kadosh. We also li dechiyu de reise. Ke eich ad ashi chom because of the barrier the ribotu. Avo bisho isoim. Kim the lake al kazayis li gozo. וחיים מוכח להדיב לסבטה, כלל המדוויס, שכוס אביזר לשני, ואם רעתת, או זירי כארבו, והטעם בוטו בסמך, כדין כל טעם דיברי, אבל אם רעתת ונחת בעניה, שאין יוכל לבור אלהי צלעיסיה, או סרוכה, ודין מוכתיך בחדוש הנישעשון, ואבי בריה, ודווקא במשקה, אבל אם נבד עד שהיא מכיר ליציאי, so it's impossible even to notice it. So then, אפילו בחזאיס, מאחש חוצים בוטל שפיר, כישור איסורים בשישים, מאחר שאין נשאול, כניס עליו כלל חופי, עד כאן לשני. הרי להדיה דמחלק, דדווקא ממש כחוששו, דיום מניש השום חתיך הקדוש, ואהב הבריה, אבל ביובש ביובש, בוטל שפיר בשישים, ואין שווי כוס והפייסקים דין זה, דחשים השם איישגה, ויב גם המושה של איסר, הכוכה בארבו, וגם רשע ורבון, והמור לך דרגודה, כולם כוס רוח הטעם, תכין דשארס שיעורי בחדושו, וכבונוסום כדעס רמו, וכמשי כוסו בשח, סיב קוטן גימו, וכין כוסו רמי יצרוק יזורע, בשירת הגברי, פרק בסר על הזכחות. וזה לי שאלה, ניר כף הארבו, ונסמרתי במשקי, הרי אם אסור, אפילו בייס המשישי, שם היום עם חדושו, ונאשר את זה לשיח המשקים, וישר את שיעור בחדושו, עד כאן לשני. So from the bottom of the shot, the bear is much more, not like the task. Because he says, הרי לאסורים, שם היום עם חדושו, ונאשר את זה לשיח המשקים. So it's a special zera. Well, how would the task explain that? So the task will explain it not as a special zera of Berye, in Lar Bilach, but in other words, he'll explain it. In other words, he'll say that Rabbi Yitzchok Yerzorua, he agreed the droplets of milk, but in view of the fact that it's impossible to separate the droplets of milk in the pores from the rest of the hemo, So Mele, it's considered in Nika Yisr, and there is Bittl. So the question arose in the mind of Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua, here too. Two, it's possible to notice the Chetiches of the Arbor, but it's impossible to remove one from the other. So according to the, and Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua apparently agrees with the Gaonim that Chemo Shel Akum is Muter, without being Mivashel Chemo. So he distinguishes, as the Taz says, over there. So over there, so we say that inasmuch as it's impossible to remove the droplets from the chemo, so maybe it's considered in Nikar Yisr, there is Bittl. Masha'in can hear, it's in view of the fact that when one eats this tahuvet, he might eat isolated particles of arbor, unmixed with the chtiches of the maichel, so mimele it's considered nikoisa. So the droplets of milk in the pores of the chemo is not considered nikoisa, because it's impossible to eat those droplets unmixed with the chemo. I mean, the droplets of milk are almost imminent in the chemo, and it's impossible for a person who eats the chemo to drink those droplets without eating a piece of the chemo with it. So mele it's considered in the karisa. Masha'in can hear, too, it's impossible to remove them completely, but it's possible that in the course of eating he'll eat certain particles of arbor unmixed with the chtiches of the machlo. So mele, it's considered nikaris. This, the Taz will say that this is what the Yitzchok Yozorua means. All right. Mashma d'davki ba'av chashin loche, av b'shor yisurim loy chashin loche, uch mishkos b'shach shok, v'chay yivdru v'em arash b'gufe, kavi yivtu shenof al yivdei rosh al morduk, shimlechtach memenu eiv abteilo, v'chay muha b'shokhano orch simin kuf, Sivhimu, because of the Roshon Morok, Shenofa Lishon Verye, Vinev Dose. Oser Akeir, Mash Medavke Verye Shleim, Honech Tach Menech Tzas Mutya, Lichashim Yashem Yid Gam Mamoshe Shal Yisra. Elo Vado Lichashim Loche, Chag Biarbo, Du Mishven Shrotzim Uchmei Shekosav. Uma Shekosav Vechim Muchach Nidib Rat Heisves, Sheik Shushon, Yesh Litmeya, Heichon Reich Linvash Adonim, So what is give takes is give the teretz. Over there it's like a tzomes, and that tzomes does not have a shemeichel. So imu chachmide, that teis is shomach she darinin urei sherad ladvirim urobim bitvash, veich ladvash em rad ladvirim, vei tirad ladvirim ha vivom shleim, vahay nisam ha teis ves rad ladvirim ha vikatsu es chameya, ועוד אמרים לו ניבורים שאין להם שיר, אין להם שיר אף פחת מחזייס, פרמס ופחת חדושו, נשרץ, היינו לי דומה, וכן לי כבוסר עליי, הולה וחתירים, ומייחיל לשפדום, עד כאן לשם את ראש הפיזס, הרי נהוא צריכו לתאים את אבי כעצמס חמר, דמרי כי נהגי עושה, משם דהב יבור שלים, ובזה נדחה גם כמה שכוסה, וכן מות חמדברי, משום שסימו, ועוד אמרים לו, עבור ממנו שיר, אף פוחס ולזייס, ממס ופחמתו של השרץ, שמע ממנו דמי ושום פוחס וחדושו, ולדוק, דווקא בעבור ממנו שיר, ואפילו בפוחס וחדושו. הולה בוכה, בואי קדושו, זהו עבור ממנו, so that's a whole river is considered like a barrier, but something else, זה חתיכה. So if it's less than הדושו, so it certainly would become bot. Alright. Now, תרמו. Nisilveis. Now, im nofal yayin, the Mechava says Nisilveis, im nofal yayin yishemen lo yishal mashki, peyim bivadai, vein tzorich samech levatel plitose. So, the only thing where an arbor could possibly give it al mishubech is sheikho lechemetz. Sheikho lechemetz. Masha'in kei, shor mashki, he does not give it al mishubech. He certainly gives it al pogu. Why does it give it al pogu? Because nafshi shalom katzaber. So even though physically it's not so ruach, but since psychologically it's so ruach, so it's also considered a tam pogum, nevelu sheni huiligya. But there is a shita sarisheni, the Mordechai mentions a shita that that only Yayin v'shemen, so it's definitely Nesin Tam Pogo. Masha'in Kein, Shomashkim, it gives it Tamishu. There is such a shit. That's not the shit of the Mechaba, because the Mechaba says in so many words, Yim nofal Yayin v'shemen, oy l'shomashkim, pegim b'vada. So only Sheikh of Chemetz, because on account of the strength, so it's not even Nafshi Shalom Kotzabed in that mashkin to reach an arbor fell. But other mashkin is certainly Nafshi Shalom Kotzabed, so Mele, it's a tampo. It's a tampo. But then he says, V'yesh machshmel, ufizei nofal ishume, namedi noach, it's a tampo, it's mut. V'yesh machshirim bishume. Not only Bishumen, everything besides Yayin v'shemen. So Yayin v'shemen, there is no doubt that it gives it tampo, Yayin v'shemen. And Sheikh of Chemetz, so there is no doubt that possibly, I say possibly because it's a sophic in the Gemara, that possibly it's a Tal Mishubech. The question is, all other mashkin, not Yayin v'shemen, which is definitely tam pogum, and not Sheikh of Chemetz, which possibly is tam mishubech, but all other mashkin. So the mechaber, and there's the sheet of most Rishonim that it gives it tam pogum, and only Sheikh of Chemetz became account of its great strength. So, but and the Mordechai mentions in Shittas Rishonim that all other mashkin, so it's like Sheikh of Chemetz. So possibly it gives it a mishubech only Yayin v'shemen out, on Yayin v'shemen out. Now let's see the Taz, Siv Beis. Yayin v'shemen, Rambam nosim tam lezeh. Sheilu dvorim tzuchim liyis mivisoni. So Yayin v'shemen certainly gives it a tampo. Because of Rashal Pirgin, Anoshe l'mashim tam zeh, disho mashkim asur. What is it? So that's the other sheet of the Mordechai, not the Mechava sheet. Uvidvash likula on the pagan, which was a smart, if you're a taste, and you're a smart, and you're a smart, and a Mordechai perikim amidin, u moshik shom, di yeish lehachme b'chol amashkim, chut v'yayim shem nidvash. So that's the other sheet. V'yeish v'achmirin v'aho, v'shumen, v'afilu im yukosha lefanei. So if, let's say, an arbor fell into shumen, and it looks hard, solidified, so kosher lefanein, im shofchu midayim v'yayim, shumen b'gdeiro, v'yeish li safek, shemo, ho arbo ho yoshom, ki shiiru olof, shumen ritayach, hak lo osea, afilu im yeish samen, b'shumen, neged kol arbo, shemen kol arbo. In other words, the Ramah deals with a special situation, where every day, a person poured more hot shemen into that kettle, and he didn't check the bottom of the kele whether there is an arava or no arava. So he really doesn't know. He didn't check it, but every day he was accustomed to pour hot shemen into a certain kele, and he did it for many, many days. He did it for many days. Then, after a number of days, so he takes a good look into the interior of the shemen of the kele, and he sees that at the bottom there is an arbor. Now, when did the arbor get into it? No one knows. Maybe the arbor was there at the bottom in the shemen all the time. He has been pouring hot shemen into the kele for 10 days, every day in the morning. He poured out shemen. Maybe the arbor was there at the very outset, but he didn't notice it. Right now, the shemen is solidified on top. It's kosher. So, but the question is, when did it become kosher? Now, so if he knows that every day he poured hot shemen, v'yeish. So he says, "Va'afilu im kosher lefaneinu, im shofchu midayim v'yayim, שומן בגדרו, ויש לי ספק שמו ארבו היו שום כשלוף, שומן ריסייח, הק לא עושה. אפילו יש סמר בשומן נגד כל העם. Now the question of why is this? Why should everything be עושה? If there are 60 measures in the שומן, if there are 60 measures in the שומן, נגד the size of the whole ארבו, So even if we consider, even if we anticipate the maximum, it should become bottle. The answer is, in view of the fact that he was accustomed every day to pour hot shemen, so mele, that means, and as long as in the course of the days when he poured the hot shemen, so there it did not have a solid layer of shemen. If, let's say, every day he had a solidified layer of shemen on top, so then the shemen that he pours wouldn't penetrate and reach the arbo. But it's very likely that even though right now there is a hard solidified layer of shemen on top, so right now if he were to pour hot shumen, it wouldn't penetrate. But every day he didn't notice anything. So at that time it wasn't kosher. So mainly if it wasn't kosher, so even though there are 60 measures in the shumen, negative size of the arbor, but in view of the fact that when you pour shemen into a kele and there is an arbor at the bottom, so then the shemen will reach the arbor at the bottom, it will penetrate, it will pass through all the shemen, and it will come in contact with the arbor. Every new shemen that you pour on top of a kele, so will pass through the liquid, and it will come in contact with arbo. So every drop of shemen became osir. So of what avail is the fact that there are 60 measures in the shumen, neged the size of the arbo, but every drop of shemen that was poured midiyem b'yemei, so passed through the rest of the shemen and came in contact with the arbo. So mele, that became osir, the drop of shemen. So even though there is shishim is osir, this is why he says v'yesh machmiru v'shumen v'afilu imkosher v'fnenu im shofchum v'yem v'yem shumen v'teichav v'yesh l'safik shemar v'hoyo shom kishir olav shumen v'teich hakul osir afilu v'yesh samar v'shumen negel kol ha'arbo. Why? Because since he poured shemen, so every column of shemen that he poured, every column of shemen that he poured went past through the whole pot and it came in contact with the arbor, so it became osir. So it was nivla. So it was nivla kidei nitile. So mele all the shemen became osir. Shemayo kishir olafim teich hak osir afim nish sama vishemen neged kol arbor vim lo hiru olof. But suppose it wasn't his practice to pour shemen into the kele. Oy shoyiro, v'yodu ashelo oy shoma arba kishurolo. In other words, but he knows when he started to pour the shumen, he checked and he knew that there was nothing in the bottom. Nothing in the bottom. V'ashumen bo lifoneinu kishur koshe. And now the it's all solidified. So what is the advantage of this fact that it's all solidified? Because if now too it's liquid, so then it's still osir, even though he knows that when he poured the shumen every day, so there was no arba at the bottom. So that's not enough, because since it's completely liquid, it's not kosher here on top, so that could have been maybe today in the morning, let's say at 6 o'clock, an arbo fell in, and then as it fell in, it passed through the whole gdeiro, and in passing, it came in contact with the bulk of Shemen. So Mimele, it's osir. But if it's kosher, so that means that the elbow could not have fallen in only now, a minute ago. Because if the elbow had fallen in only half an hour ago, so then he would have remained on top of the shomer. He wouldn't have come to the body. Because it's aleph, how would he be able to penetrate? So that means ve'ashum em bolif aleinu kishiv koshim v'chein nimtso ar v'holov yisagalei b'ntil asmokim v'lo imar zikim an yisar shemo hoyo ashum en rach kishenof al shom v'kovu shavikim bushu v'muta mikirach sveksvek v'az esveksvek v'muta mikirach sveksvek sofik nof al shom kishoyo kosh v'so memelo it was v'kovu sh. So it wasn't kavush. V'im timtzaleim akishu rach, because when is it kavush? If a solid thing is soaked in a liquid, but if it was at the time when he fell in, even though through pressure the elbow managed to fall in through the pressure and the solidified shuman, but kavush it wouldn't be. In other words, if a dvar heter will be immersed in a solidified iser, not in a liquid iser, so then we don't apply the aloche of kovish harekudosh. So he says, sofik nofu shom kishol yukosh. So even though it managed to come to the bottom of the teire because of the pressure of the arbo, because of the pressure of the elbow, and because of that, it didn't remain on top. So, but kovish it is, v'im timtzaleima. So even though the elbow had been there for 24 hours, let's say over 24 hours ago, the elbow fell in, and let's say so there is a possibility that the elbow fell in, at the time the elbow fell in, so it was already solidified, and it still managed to go through because of its pressure. But then, even though it stayed in that state for 24 hours, it's not kavush. So then it could be kavush if it remained rach for 24 hours after the arbor fell. But maybe it was niskashe not 24 hours after the arbor fell, but 23 hours after it fell. 22 hours after it fell, it became niskashi. So it wasn't lying in a liquid state, in something liquid, for 24 hours. Shemu niskashi kedem shaskvish. Right. Uvimokim shashum en mous. Leachel. Oso laadliki gamkim beisakneses. Mishum akreveu no lifachasech. So he says, uvimokim shashumen. Uvimokim shashumen mous leachel osa ladliki gamkein bevisakneses mishum hakrevei uno lefachasach uvimokim efsit godl yesh lismech hadivrei hamakil. So what does it mean? Because the mechava says in nofal yayim vishemen oy mishom mashkin yipegim bivada vim tzorich samech levatu plitos. So then he mentions ishite yesh machmirim. But the yesh makilim, they say that when is it possibly osir? Only if it fell in shechom chemetz. But in any other mashke, it's certainly muter, that every other mashke is like yayin v'shemen. But yesh machmirim, that the mordechai shite, that every other mashke has the same din. So every other mashke except yayin v'shemen has the same din like shechom chemetz. So he says, uvimokim efset godl yesh nislach adiv ha-makirim, that it, if it fell into any mashke other than sheikho v'cheimet, so then it is dvorim amiusi shenashi shalodom kotzepeh kinimorim usvuvim v'yifishim shekolodom veitomem lemiuson afu nisavu v'tafshir v'nimchei gufa liseicho v'mahete arobo olo mutorim umikol mokim So he says, we're talking why? Because it's Nesi Tam Livga. Umikol Mokim Kol She'ef Shal Livdek Ulehavya Bimas Nenes Beimikol Misanen Miu Bichale Vishikha Yishlochush Kmoi Be'arbo. Because of the Sofik by Rove, maybe it Arba Bishikha gives it Tam Mishubach. So here the Mechaber, we discussed it. Here the Mechaba says, "Dvor Mamusi Shinafshil Odom Kosek and Molim Musim Tosh Odom Musim Stafshil Vidnim Chaykuf Reseichu." Only if it was crushed, so then the Aloha of Berya doesn't apply. But if it wasn't crushed, even though it gives it a pogo, but since the whole Berya is banned, so we have it a Rumetz of Yovish Yovish, so it's Rebot. In other words, so it's not like the old Hashulchan Chiddush that were. That when do the Chachomim apply the Aloha Berya Rebotel only if it is something that can give it Tam Mishubach, but if it is something that it cannot give it Tam Oseah, so then the Chachomim didn't apply the Aloha of Berya Rebotel. So the Mechaber does not agree with the Orcha Shulchan Chiddush. We mentioned that there is a diuk from the Roshim of the Ramo, the Simen Kuf Gimel, Sifa Aleph in the Agoye. He says, "Me udvor machshuvi ki be'arye kayitzivo imin umgumin bi'atzmo afal pishe peima atav shilim umtelis afilu be'arye." So he's explaining that Ramo means like Or HaShulchan, but the Mechaber certainly is chelik and the Or HaShulchan's chikul. And there are many poskim who assume that when the Ramo says imin umgumin bi'atzmo, he doesn't mean la'afuken imolo. He means la'afuke, something that originally it was mishubach, and then it became nisra. So, but pashtas haloshon of the Ramo is not like that. But the mechab, so the pashtas haloshon of the Ramo, it seems to confirm the Or HaShulchan Chiddush. But the mechab certainly does not agree with Or HaShulchan Chiddush. Now the Taz. See. שמור היה שומן רע, אבל לבד הידוע לומר שהשומן הוא יתחיל רע, רק שיהיה סופי. שמור תהיה שיהיו כפי שנזכה שם, דהי תהיה מישראל ונמפילה, וזה עצור לחום, אם לא יתזרס את כבר למד שמעת לא נתרים אותו שקושי, עולה לכם עשה שעשה מציא, ואפילו שלבד היו רע בסיסה, נשמור נזכה שתהיה מישראל לפי נסיעה. ואי בראי ממד אמרנו כל הכלי יזיל כלך שעש מצוסו וכי לקרוא ותירס חת ודעתי מישי ובסוף את יכול להגיד לו לחום ובמוקים שעשום אמוס פירוש שהוא עושה תחי לנועז בשישי וכי התיק ודעתי מישי וזה הלושי היו והוא עושה להכילה משמע ויש בשישי מוטה בעדלוק מוטה בעדלוק גם כן וכי קוצר בסיוסה בשם רבי נירוחם וחיים סימן קוף חדש. So, what does the Taz say? That this din of Ramo, that where the Shuman is Mos, it cannot be used for a Bar Mitzvah. It cannot be used for a Bar Mitzvah, let's say, like the Safreses, or to use it for the Chanukah, or for the Ner Shabbos, it's a Bar Mitzvah. Why? Because of HaKlevei Ono V'Chasimo. So the Taz says, that is only when I'm Pedin, it's also Ba'achileh. Let's say, this Shemen that Ramo discusses when he was shemfich midiyim biyim. So we don't have his vexik. So in the mele we have only one sofik. So maybe the darbo was at the bottom of the kale all the time. So every day when the person poured hat shumen into the kale, so every drop of that hat shumen that the person poured every day, so came in contact with the Arbo, because there's the derech of Shumen when you pour it. So it passes through the whole Kele and it comes in contact with the bottom of the Kele. And the Arbo was at the bottom of the Kele all the time. So every drop in every column of Shumen that he poured came in contact with the Arbo, so it became Oseh. So it's not Shayach to say Shishim. There is Shishim neged the Arbo. But here, every drop of Shuman became Oseh by coming in contact with the Arbor as it was poured upon the Arbor. So the Taz says that when do we say that the shuman is osel l'dvar mitzvah only when the shuman is osel b'achile. But if the shuman is muta b'achile, let's say, iloyirolov, or oishiyirolov, v'yodua shelo yoshom arba kishuyirolov, v'ashuman bol lifoneinu kishur koshe, so then there is a svexveke, so then the shuman is muta b'achile. So in such a case, it can be used for the chanike, for the shabbos, lebisat mezes also. In other words, when we say that the shuman that is most is osalidvam mitzvah, that is only if it's osabachil. But in a situation where it's not osabachil, then it's mutalidvam mitzvah. The mognavron, in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, in Simen Kufnin Dalet, Sif Yutes, is chelik on the Taz. He says that Lidvar Mitzvah is also under all circumstances. Because what is the reason as to why it's also Lidvar Mitzvah? Because of the Posik Malacha. In Posik Malacha, it's Naftor of Shams HaGodol. So, Hakriveyu no lifechasecho. I mean, in other words, the Novi reprimands the people that they do not show any respect to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdosh. They bring to the Beis HaMikdosh certain things that they wouldn't bring to the mayor. Fechasecho means the mayor. So, Hakriveyu no lifechasecho hayirtze. So, in other words, Hakriveyu no lifechasecho hayirtze hayisa aveine. So, in other words, will you bring it as a matone to the fechos, to the mayor, to the governor? No, certainly not. So, mele, it's an abomination when this is brought to the Beis HaMikdash. This is what Malachi says. So, mele, from that posik, we learn out that something that is most, that a person wouldn't dare give it as a gift to the mayor, to an important person, so you cannot bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mimele, that means to the Beis HaKnesses, you cannot bring it either. So Mimele, the Magen Avraham appears to have a very strong taine. So what difference does it make whether it's osa b'achile or it's not osa b'achile? Here it's not the Beis HaKnesses, Lidvar Mitzvah, it's osa. Not because it's osa b'achile, but because it's most. Because he wouldn't give it to an important person. So even when it's in a situation where it's not osa b'achile, it should still be osa to be used for Lidvar Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is chelik on the Taz. Now we have to understand the Taz. Why does the Taz say Pirushu osa? Rimokim shashume mos Pirushu osa. The highly less b'shishi. But suppose there is shishi and it's a situation where it's not osa. There is shishi. And lo yirolov, or yirolov, yedua shelo yishama arba kishir yirolov. So then if there is shishim, so it's muta b'achile, so then it can be used with HaKnesses also. But the difference between if there is shishim, there is no shishim, whether he poured hot shumen every day or didn't, whether the arba was there at the bottom when he poured or he wasn't, that has relevance to the question as to whether it's muta b'achile or not. But as far as being used by HaKnesses, which is based upon the posik of Akriveyu no lefechasecho, so what difference does it make? So why is the Taz mechalik? Why is the Taz mechalik? Uvimokim shashu memoz, peiru shi wosa, de'ayne, de'lez b'shishi. V'chein etim l'atim, v'ishim v'zeh anroshin hoyim, v'yuos l'achile, mashma b'yid b'shishi mutabad lo kidamke, v'chein kosav. So most poskim achilik in the Magen Avraham. It seems the Magen Avraham is correct. I mean, how can we even think differently? But you see, the Magen Avraham will be made that in the case where, let's say, an arbor fell into shumet. Let's say, and it was seinen and it wasn't kovish for 24 hours. But the person himself is loath to eat the chumen. He's loath to eat the chumen. He feels a disgust in using the chumen. So then the Taz will also be made there. That person is not allowed to give it as a matone to the Beis HaKnesses or to use it for nechanik. Because HaKriveyu no lefechasecho. But Just as we say, in regard to the Yisrael Balti Shaktsu, that it depends upon the sex, the mental attitude, the subjective element of the person, the mental attitude of the person, and if a certain person feels a disgust in eating a tafshil, into which a living elbow was taken out, from which a living elbow was taken out, so then he's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat. But another person who doesn't feel any disgust, he's not so sensitive, so then he is allowed to eat it. Because as far as the Yisrael Balti Shaktu is concerned, it depends upon the subjective element, the mental attitude. So mimele, in regard to giving it away, libis haknesses, that chumen, that an arbo fell into it, so mimele, the taz will be made there. If they say the person himself has a feeling of disgust, and he wouldn't like it, he wouldn't like it when somebody else would give him, for his own private use, this shuman as a maton. So mimele, the posik of akrevehu no lifechasecho applies. You don't like it, you wouldn't give it to the mayor, to the governor. Why? Because you yourself wouldn't like it when it's given to you. So you want to show to the governor, to the mayor, the same respect that you expect everybody to show you. So mimele, he's not allowed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh. He's not allowed to bring it to the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses. Masha'inkin, if this person is insensitive and he doesn't care, he'll use the chemin for his own, for himself, 1,000 times, in spite of the fact that the Nahalbo fell into it. So mele, it's not also for him to eat the chumen, because there is no body shaktu. So mele, the akrevei no lefachasecho doesn't apply either. But if there is no shish, if it fell, let's say, into a hot shumen, and there is no shishim in the shumen, so then it's also alpedin. So it's also alpedin. So since it's also alpedin, so it's also to be given away to the bisaknesis. Since it's also alpedin, mashenke, if there is shishim and it's not also alpedin, and this person himself is not nafshi kotzo boy, he is not sensitive, so then it is muta. The Avrom Shita is that even where it's not osal b'din, so then it cannot be given away to the Beis HaKnesses, even though he himself wouldn't mind using it, in view of the fact that other people it's most. So it cannot be used to the Beis HaKnesses. But if he himself, if it's most to him, to himself, then the posik of Akrevei of Hasecho certainly applies. Now, with Motim Efset, Zilko Al Gisha Agoye, Yesh Machmiri. If you want to learn Motim Efset Godel, Yesh, Motim Efset Godel, Yesh Lohokil, Bechol HaMashkil, Bechol HaMashkil, Chutz Mishich HaLachemitz. Now, Dvorim Amusi, Mashal Pir Gidanoshe Posek Lahachmir Bozeh, Vichay Meiri, Meiri Chomeza, Av Mosek Lahachmir, Avo Kvo Kosaf Ramo, Bissimen Kupzai, and Sibbeis, Shein Lishari Saminek, Shenei Agulaki. As a matter of fact, it's not just a Chumre by the Mashal, and the Bach, it seems that there are a number of Rishenim who say that Dvorim Amiusim Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzobehen Kinimoli Muzmuvim VeYitushim Shekolodom Beidomen LeMiuson. So if it Nisaru B'Tafshil VeNimche VeNimcha Gufo LiSeichon, even though Heter is Robo Olov, but if there is no Shishim Neged the Dvorim Amiusim, so then it is Osa. But it's Nes and Tam Livnam. So they say the same svore that Rav Sheshes mentions. They say, inasmuch as it always gives a Tam problem, so even the Ben itself is in all Achille, and still the Torah said it. So that means that there is this that the Dvorim Amusim Shnafshlo Nekotze Ben is an exception to the general rule of Nisim Tam Livgamuta. Nisim Tam Livgamuta. So Mimele, even though, so it's not that these poskim Achilik and the Pitzias, and they say, where is the Mechaber holds that's a Rashi, that Morim Amiusim gives it a Pogum, so he holds, the Mashal holds, it gives it a Meshubach. There is no Machlekes. I mean, there is no Machlekes. But they hold that Ligabe, the Dvorim Amiusim, which are not all Achille, the Be'en itself is not all Achille, and still the Torah asked it, so Mimele, even the Tam Pogum is Osa. Even the Tam Pogum is Osa. And we see that this is the Shite. The Torah mentions that Shite at the end of Simon Kuzayin. As a matter of fact, that part of the Torah we discussed already, before, in the previous Simon. Not in connection with this aspect, in connection with another aspect. At the end, in Simen Kuf Zayin, the end of Simen Kuf Zayin, Taf Kuf Samach Tes, on the second line, Yesh Emrim, Zvu Venimolo, Shenimtso Bigdeiro, Veyoitziu Bikav, Tzorich Lizoya Shaloy Larzeya, Vilit Chayf Hakav, Bigdeiro, Lifi Shekvo, Nesar Hakav, Kishitziu Boya Hazvu Meagdeiro, די שמע לו הויב בשישן קנגט ווי יאר זער ווי ביטחבן און גדיי רו איסר אין מיין שישן קנגט ווי ניר שיין לוחש קיו שיודו קאמו איז ער בלוע ביקאף אין צורח סאמר קנגט קול קאף אל קנגט אזו בבלאב סו ווי מנשן דט אין סימן צדיק חס when we discuss the machlekes, the Rashbo and the Ramban, as to whether we apply the halacha of Tichanasis Nevele. Let's say, according to the Rishonim, that Aloch of Tichanas Nevele applies to Shor Yisurim. Who disagree with Rabbi Ephraim, whether it applies to Balua. So according to the Ramban, it doesn't apply to Balua. But according to the Rashbo, it does apply to Balua. In other words, so there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Ramban, assuming that Aloch, the same machlekes applies to Basar B'cholot, then certainly the aloche of Tichanasis Nevele applies. So the question is, does it apply even to Balua? And the Tushor Esurim, once we assume that the aloche of Tichanasis Nevele does apply to Shor Esurim, does it apply to Balua as well? In other words, there is a machlekes between Ramban and the Rashi. Let's take a case where, let's say, you have a spoon. That was Bileya on the same day, it was Bileya, let's say, 10 gzeisim of hekel. 10 gzeisim of carrots, applesauce, whatever it is, of heta, it was Bileya, on the same day. And then it was handled with the dvarisa, let's say, with chilev. It was handled. The spoon was handled for a kazais of chilev, so we consider the maximum. So let us assume that it absorbed the maximum, a kazayis of chilev. So that means that spoon has in it, balua, 10 gzeisim of applesauce, plus 1 kazayis of chilev, altogether it's 11 gzeisim. So then you took this spoon and you stirred egdeire. So do we need 6 in the egdeire, 60 measures negative 11, or the total number of gzeisim of heter and iser balua in the spoon, or 60 negative 1. So according to the Ramban, we need 60 negative 1, because we don't, even if we assume that aloch of tichanasis nevele applies to chelev, to shor yisurim, but we don't apply it to balua. So in other words, while it's latent in the deifnei haspoon, so it's not ichtiche di isure, the 10 gzeisim of applesauce or of carrots. So only the kazayis of chilev that is latent in the deif neaspun is a chefzeh visa. So then you thrust that spoon into a gdeire. So as long as the korit ramban, as long as the gdeire has 60 gzeisim, so mele it becomes bot. So it's muta. According to the Rashbo, only if it has 60 times 11. If it has 60 times 11. 60 times 11. Alright, now. So I mentioned then, in going over the Simen Tzadik Ches, so then we mentioned, or this two. Yeh Shem Rim Zvuv Nimolo Shenim Tzobideiro, Ve Yitziu O Bechav, צורך לזויה של לארזה ולדחיך הקו בגדרו, לפי שכונס על הקו, כשהציעו ויעזבו מהגדר, ושם לא ישיש כנגדי, ואם יארזה ותחפנו לגדרו, או ישראל מן שיש כנגדי, ונראה שאין רוחש, כי אם שידוע כמו ישרה בלו בקו, עם צורך סמך כנגד, כנגד כל הקו, וכנגד עזבו והפלו הבו. So two shots were mentioned in the tour. Why does the tour say Vindira Shein Lochosh? So one shot was, he means, because the tour is to say that he passes like Rabbi Ephraim, that we don't say Chetich and Asis Nevela altogether in Shor Yisrael. That's one shot. Then there is another shot, so in other words, so the reason is why the tour rejects this Yishein Rin is because he passes like Rabbi Ephraim. But if he wouldn't agree with Rabbi Ephraim, then he would agree with the Yishein Rin. So that means that the Torah agrees with the Shita of the Rashba, that we say, Chetich Anasis Nevele, Ligami Bolua. Then another pshat that was mentioned, that the reason is why the Torah says, V'nir Hashem Lochush, is because, not because of the Shita of Rabbi Ephraim. Here he's saying it, even if we assume not like Rabbi Ephraim. So he still says in Lochush because he agrees with the Shit of the Ramban that we don't say Chtichanasis Nevela Ligabi Bolua. That's another pshat. But the question is, how can the Yeshem Rim say Zvuva Nimol Shenim Tzo Bigdeiro Veitziu Bikav Tzorch Li Zoya Shalu Larzev Li Tchifa Kav Bigdeiro Livshukones Rakav Kishitziu Biazvu Magdeiro. And then the Torah says, no, in Lochush. But as long as there is shishim neged a kaf, and not as long as there is shishim neged azuvah baluavo, even though it's not, it doesn't have shishim neged the whole kaf, so it's muter. So let's say the pshat is because he agrees with the shite of the Ramban that we don't say chtichanasis nevele ligabi balua. So but he requires lechol apoche shishim neged azuvah baluah. But according to the Rad, this din of the Mechaber, Dvorim Amiusim, Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzabem, Kinimolim Uzvuvim Yitushim Shekolodom Beinum Elimusom, so as long as the Heter is Robo Olof, so we don't even need Shishim Neged Ezvuv. Who needs Shishim Neged Ezvuv? We only need Shishim Rov Neged Ezvuv, not Shishim Neged Ezvuv. We don't need anything here. So why does that? So definitely the Yeshem Rim, they actually can this deal of the Mechaber of Dvorim Amiusim Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzavein Kirimolim, which is a Rashba. In other words, that even vis-a-vis Dvorim Shenafshi Shalodom Kotzavein, we apply the aloche of Meisim Tam Vigdam. Meisim Tam Vigdam. The Yeshem Rim actually can the Rashba. And this deal of the Mechaber of Dvorim Amiusim Shenafshi Kotzavein, and they say, in view of the fact that Zvuv is so wach at the very outset, is the eating of his Zvuv enjoyable? Who eats Zvuvim? So no person will enjoy eating his Zvuv, whether he's a Jew or a Goy. So no person will enjoy eating his Zvuv. And still, if a Jew eats his roof, it's high malchus. But it's nevelo shenehuy ligeah, it's nehuy ligeah. The answer is, just because every roof is a nehuy ligeah and still the Torah asked it, so that means that the halacha of nehuy ligeah doesn't apply to dvorim shenafshi shalodom kotzavein. Because otherwise, the Torah couldn't answer it if the halacha of nevelo shenehuy ligeah would apply. So for the same reason, that the aloch of Nevelo Shenehuy Ligeah doesn't apply to the be'er of this woof. It doesn't apply to the bli of this woof. That's the shit of the Yishem Rim. In other words, the Yishem Rim achili kam this din of the Mechaber, which is a Rachus Arash, which is a Rashbo. So now, and in view of the fact that the Torah, it rejects the Yishem Rim. But even though he rejects the Yishem Rim, so he doesn't require that there should be shishim in the gdeire neged the whole kaf, but he requires there should be shishim in the gdeire lechol apoches neged his roof. But according to the other Rashba, the Mechaber Shita that he passes here in Siv Gimel, so we don't even need shishim neged his roof. So that, and the tool requires shishi neged zvuv. So that means that the tool is also chelik on this din of mechaber and the Rashi shita. This is what Rabbi Yosef says here at the end of Siman Kusay. He says, לפי מה שכוסף רבינו בסימן קובדלת בשם הרשבו לדבור עם המוסים שנאף שלא עודם קוצה בהם כי נמול עם זבול מיתושים אפילו נסער בו בתף של בנים חגוף וניסי חון אם היתר רובו רוב מטורים אם כן בחי גבנה לקל לפליט הזבור או ים או לא פשיטת בכל גבנה שורה so in other words so the ישמרים ישחל כאן this רשבו זדין and the ישמרים hold And it appears that the Torah agreed with the Yishemrim on that point. He is chilek on the Yishemrim on another point. Whether we require shishim neged the whole calf, or just shishim neged the zvuv, but the whole apocha shishim neged the zvuv he requires, according to the Rashbo. So Dvorim HaMusim, we don't require anything neged the zvuv. As long as it's not the bed, or as long as we have rov neged the zvuv, So in Meile, it's muter. True, there is a special Tzakosuv that its roof is also, in spite of the fact that it has a tam pogum, and it's pogum legamre, but here it's a special Tzakosuv. So in Meile, the same Tzakosuv that the Torah mentions legabi the ve'en of this roof applies also to the tam. There's the shite. So when the Tzah says, Mashal per yidanoshe pasak lachme vaze, lechei mirichom izal pasak lachme, aru kosov ramo besimim kubzayim, sibbeis, shein lishan kaminek, shenei alimot. Now, besimim kubzayim, sibbeis, now, sibbeis, again, zbu b'chayei tzedei, the second time, that the mechaber meter is gisaloche, he passes like a rashbo. זו וחייצה בין מדבור עם המוסים שנפשי שעוד עוד קוצו בהם שנמצו בתפשיל זהו קום בתפשיל מותר שנפליט אז בור עם אלו הבגומים מסרס so he says וכן אמינת הפושו אף לא גב יש מחמירים דברי המכיר למיקר so בס יוסף פוסה כרשבו וכיח ויתור סימן קוב דלת but in סימן קוב זיין he's not like that he's not like the רשבו you see He's not like the Rashi. Anyway, so there are many Vishenim who reject this din of the Rashi. Now the question arises, how can they reject this din of the Rashi? On the basis of which one this? Because Zvuvim are always Tzoruach. And still the Torah said it. So Mele, the Tampogum of the Zvuvim is also. What does the Rashi hold? No. It's since on the basis of a general principle should be Muta. But the Ben itself is Osea because of his special Zerzakosuv. So, we only know, we have a Gilu Akro, that the Ben of this move is Osea. But Mashem came, we got the time of this move. We don't have a Gilu Akro that should be Osea. Still, the Yishemrim hold that it is Osea. But how can we say that? It seems that on that point there is a Machlekes between Rav Sheshesen. And Rove. Yeah, because Rav Sheshes said, Omer Rav Sheshes, we are with some Rav Nisim Tamlin Gamuta, we are Chidushu. דו מימס בויס, ובדילין שמנה, ואפילו אחר עשרה רחמונה, הלכן יסתם וגם למה עושה. So this is what Rav Sheshes said. But then Rove says, אמר רובי, הלכס אני סנתם לבדם מותר, ויער ברבי שיקר לידענה, מהייתי מדירב, אם משום דגסובה, נעשה עם טעם לבדם, עושה, ולא סילכס אקב עושה, אם משום דגסובה, נעשה עם טעם לבדם, מותר, ויער ברבי שיקרה אשבוכם אשבח ויער ברבי שיקרה אשבוכם אשבח ער ברבי שיקרה אשבוכם אשבח So in other words